7, Perek of Shvi'at Mishneh Beis, Oid, Ba'oid Klau, Acher Omel. There's another rule that was said in respect to the produce of Shvi'at. It's a continuation of the idea from the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah said that things that can be eaten by human beings or by animals or can be used as dyes, they have Kedusha Shvi'at, and they also, when they do not remain in the field anymore, to be eaten by people or by the animals, and the people that have this produce in their house have to be mavayered, which means they have to be maskered. The Rambam holds they have to destroy. Old klal after almost. The second klal is here. There's different gear stories. One gear says kol shu Michael Odo Michael Behemim min atzayim miskayim ba'orim, something that is Michael of a person or of an animal. Or minatzayim, the same list as we had in the previous Mishnah, but over here it's miskayim ba'aretz, it's something that is not, it doesn't fall off the tree and dry out, but it remains in the ground, some type of root. So since it never is kolam in achaya, and it's never, it never just dries out and rots, so you can leave it there for a long period of time on the ground. Therefore, even though it has kedusha shviyas, yeshel shviyas, ladama shviyas, it has the kedusha shviyas. And if you buy something with it, then the money that you receive for the pay of shviyas is also has kedusha shviyas. But ein lo bir ve'ein lo dov bir. This concept of bir that you have to get rid of it at a certain point in time doesn't exist. The eiza who? What is this? Ikir haluf hashoyter. The root of this type of roof, some type of leak. Ikir damdina, the roof of. So there's other plants, which we said, the Rambam says, some type of mint plant. V'akrovnin, v'chalbitin, v'buchia. These are different types of plants, which are roots. And therefore, they stay in the land, and there's no beer. Or minatzoivim, from the minatzoivim, v'tapua, v'arachpa. These are also different things that are used for dyes that also remain on the ground. V'yeshlem, shvies, v'lozmeim, shvies. V'yeshlem, beer, v'lozmeim, beer. They have kedusha shvies, but they don't have beer. He says even these things you have to get rid of their value, the money that you exchange them for till Rosh Hashanah. If these things you don't have to get rid of at any point of time, you don't have to be mocked at any point of time, so it's surely for the money. Now this is according to that here, but the more common here in this Mishnah is that these are things so the question is, if it's not ma'achal ba'odim, it's not food, it's not edible, so why does it have kedusha shviyas at all? So the Rambam explains like this. The rule of kedusha shviyas is not necessarily telling the fact that it's edible. It's telling the fact that something that when you have hanah from it, you're using it up. So for example, a broom, that as you broom with it, it starts in the course of time it breaks, that's also something that has kedusha shviyas, even though it's not edible. The only thing that does not have kedusha shviyas is wood, because wood, you burn it, and only after it's burnt, gives you the ikir hanah. So, but anything that's not used for burning purposes, and you can't have hanah from it, and it grows from the ground, even though it's not so much ma'achal or ma'achal behemah, also has kedusha shviyas. The Mishnah over here is talking, it says a special kiddush, there's no beer, the Rambam says a tremendous kiddush. And we're talking about things that can be eaten by an animal, but it's not oimid for achilas behemah, which means that it's poor quality. Animal fodder that generally they would not feed to the animals. Since it's a poor quality thing, which is not really generally even used for animal feed, even though it does have kedusha shviyas, but does not have this concept of beer. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah.